Thanks for joining us on Morning Edition. I'm Angela King. Things are heating up almost to the day of last year's record-breaking heat dome. I think it's safe to say June 28th will be literally seared into our minds forever with that 108-degree day recorded at SeaTac. Now, it's not going to be that hot this weekend, but some parts of western Washington could approach 90 degrees, close to 100 degrees in places like Yakima by Monday. So are these temperatures closer to normal when you consider the larger climatological picture? Well, let's see what state climatologist Nick Bunn has to say about that and other questions. He joins us this morning. Nick, thanks for your time.
Yeah, sure. And good morning.
Good morning. So is this upcoming heat event arriving right on time, so to speak?
Well, we often get heat events in June. As you mentioned, it's not going to be anything like what we had a year ago.
Okay. Well, you know, other weather-related events like floods, tornadoes, fires, they obviously devastating, but heat waves actually kill more people in the United States than any other form of extreme weather. In fact, last year's heat dome was the deadliest weather event in state history. We're not going to get that hot again this weekend. Other parts of the country are or have been scorching.
Oh, yeah. We've often kind of happens that way. If one part of the nation is unusually warm or cold, the different part of it is of the kind of opposite sign. We know that the first heat wave of a season has disproportionate effects. People aren't adapted to it, and in particular, the Weather Service is really hitting this hard, and justifiably so, that people around water should be really careful, and that the water's still cold, and we know that early in the season, that's when they're more likely to get into trouble.
All of this is happening as we're coming off a wetter and cooler than normal spring. What made it so unusual from your perspective?
It was highly unusual, and we don't really have a good answer there. Conceivably, it was delayed in response to the La Nina that is still hanging on in the tropical Pacific. I would be astonished if that's the whole story. Something I want to look into is, you know, can we figure out just what may have brought about that April through much of June that was so cool and wet around here?
Well, any concerns about what this past spring will do to the upcoming fire season? Because on one hand, yes, it was cooler and wetter, but all of that rain has been helping the grass and the brush grow, yeah, which could turn into kindling in the weeks ahead.
One size doesn't fit all. For the forests, it's definitely good news that we had a slow start to summer, to say the least. But you're right, some of the grasses haven't got that much more growth, and they're sure to dry out. Do expect that eastern Washington is going to be probably on the warm side, and the threat of wildfire is elevated as we get later into the summer. Thankfully, at least for a while, we're in pretty good shape.
Okay, do you know where things stand right now in terms of Washington's status on the drought monitor?
There's been a consistent decrease in the drought impacts. There are still some problems having to do with precipitation deficits over a period of a couple of years or so. We're certainly in a lot better shape than much of the rest of the U.S. West.
You said a couple of years ago.
For the last 2 years, just for much of eastern Washington, precipitation 70% or less than normal. And so those deficits build up over time, lingering effects from that, those long-term, well, lack of rain that we've seen in parts of the state.
So are the alarms going off in your head? And if so, when did they really start blaring?
I think what we've been seeing for the last couple of years overall, and even going back a couple of decades, is less summer precipitation than we've seen in past decades. And so maybe that is, in fact, a little taste of what we're going to be seeing more in the future, because certainly the climate models are suggesting that we're going to have drier summers and wetter winters. And it may just be just a fluke that the last few months have been on the wet side. But perhaps the bigger issue there is we need to get used to the idea that our summers are even going to be drier than they have been in the past.
All right. Any other key points you'd like to bring to our attention?
Well, yeah, and that's the summer ahead. Just because we've had some cool weather, it doesn't mean the remainder of the summer is necessarily going to be on the cool side. Certainly, it doesn't look quite as warm as it was looking a few months ago. And, you know, I'm hopeful we'll have a pretty normal summer here, especially hopeful that we don't get one of those wind events that can produce the wildfires that we've been plagued with many of the last few years.
State climatologist Nick Bond, thank you so much for the update.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.